This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am back in the saddle, back in the Central Texas Command Center, back in the crow's nest, in the cockpit, and I am ready. Wow. The Supreme Court ruled that Obama can't keep bringing illegals in and violating the law, so he came out and said, I don't care what they say, I'm going to continue it, but it gets worse. It's mainstream news that the UN is actually running the program. We already told you that, but it's now in mainstream news. Mainstream TV is reporting it. Let's go to this report, though, on the British exit and how big this really is for everybody out there. This is a devastating victory for humanity. I'm telling you, we are turning the tide. We've not completely won yet, but this is a massive event. Here's John Bound reporting.
The New World Order is getting its butt kicked at high noon. Thankfully, the highly suspicious demise of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has, for the time being, not been a factor in the Supreme Court's decision on Obama's dangerously lawless immigration policy, as Obama pushes the country to the brink of anarchy. Of course, it didn't take long for the Obama administration to thumb its nose at the deadlocked judicial branch and the will of the American people.
Deferred action policy that has been in place for the last 4 years is not affected by this rule. Enforcement priorities developed by my administration are not affected by this ruling. This means that the people who might have benefited from the expanded deferred action policies, long-term residents, raising children who are Americans or legal residents, they will remain low priorities for enforcement.
But like a castle made of sand, the fragile globalist secret world government has been dealt a strong blow by the waves of consciousness, inevitably finding a way to the shore of a free world. Adan Salazar writes, Nigel Farage, the leader of the UK's Independence Party, which played a huge part in mobilizing UK citizens behind the Brexit, speculated the momentum behind the results could usher in a Trump presidency. With the Brexit debacle landing in the laps of the self-serving, arrogant Bilderberg scum, a propulsion of liberty is accelerating, and the globalists know it. Brace yourself for planetary turbulence. The New World Order will either go quietly in the night, as they wisely should, or their maniacal desperation to rule the world will result in more false flags and order out of chaos, ultimately winding its way down the path toward a very public downfall. People have been asking, how will the Brexit affect the United States? Will it impact the stock market, the Federal Reserve's interest rate, global diplomatic relations? These questions are all based on a ruinous, stagnant, counterfeit system devouring the sovereignty of nations that must be finally recognized and dismantled. Presidential candidate Donald Trump congratulated the UK for voting to assert its independence from the EU and encouraged the American people in November to also assert their independence from the global elite.
You know, I said this was going to happen, and I think that it's a great thing, and we will see, but I think it's going to be a great thing.
And he was. You said he had the right to resign?
Basically, they took back their country. That's a great thing.
Following the British vote to exit the EU, Trump said the election results marked a shift toward more nationalistic tendencies. The Trump campaign said in a statement, come November, the American people will have the chance to redeclare their independence. Americans will have a chance to vote for trade, immigration, and foreign policies that put our citizens first. They will have the chance to reject today's rule by the global elite and to embrace real change that delivers a government of, by, and for the people. Trump continued, I hope America is watching. It will soon be time to believe in America again. As InfoWars has reported countless times, the idea for the European Union globalist superstate came directly out of discussions held at the secretive Bilderberg Group conference in 1955, at which European politicians considered the necessity to bring German people into a common European market as quickly as possible. The lunacy of the global elite can't survive once their dark secrets are completely exposed. Thomas Jefferson once said, "Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal, and nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong."
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 26th day of June, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live and re-aired on fine AM and FM affiliates across the United States, blasting on across the world via the somewhat still free World Wide Web, the Internet. My friends, obviously we have a full plate this evening. Don't forget we have the weekday broadcast as well, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and also re-aired on fine affiliates across the United States. You can always find the free audio and video feeds, the free iPhone, Android apps, and podcast links, and more at Infowars.com/show, because there's a war on for your mind. Those of you that are awake, those of you that know what's happening, you can see that the fight against globalism, the fight against world government has now been drug out in the open, and the forces of human liberty and self-determination and sovereignty of the individual and the nation state, of the man and the woman, are now becoming central. They've denied this globalist program was going on forever, because if you deny reality and people live in a fantasy land, well, then you're never threatened as an elite. But we, in the liberty movement worldwide, the pro-human, pro-Renaissance, true liberal movement that Thomas Jefferson is the greatest example of, are beginning to win the info war on every front. The globalists still have the centralized control, but they've robbed it fraudulently. They have gotten into control by deceit, and it is illegitimate. It is fraud. It is null and void. We're on the march. The global technotronic technocracy is on the run. Obviously, the Brexit took place Thursday, and despite massive election fraud, with people's votes being reversed and harassment and demonization campaigns, England voted to get out of the European Union because it maintained some of its sovereignty when it entered the UK. But now Scotland is threatening to try to block that vote along with Northern Ireland, which shows why it's not good to ever waive your rights into a larger so-called union. But this is a devastating victory. The fight's not over. But once you admit there's a world government, once you admit the EU is a central hub of that, once the statements of the former head of the EU, Herman Van Rompuy, and others about we're establishing world government through the EU, merging with the American Union and the Asian Union, I mean, these are real video clips that I have in my film, The Obama Deception, that I have in my film, Fall the Republic. I mean, I have scores of these clips of British prime ministers and U.S. senators and German chancellors saying we're establishing a private global corporate government with world taxes through the EU. It is the model of it. We're going to get rid of our borders, and we're going to merge with the Middle East and merge with Africa. That's what the EU is doing now, outside of law. Once that debate is forced out in the open, there's no reversing it. Oh, the Federal Reserve's not private, it's federal. Well, everybody now knows it really is private, and it was a giant scam. In national polls, 95% in Gallup want it audited. We've gone from one person 20 years ago in Congress sponsoring the bill to it passing the House and narrowly being blocked in the Senate. Oh, but they called us tinfoil hat people. Well, that gets a little old, just like we told people 20 years ago. There was a plan to phase out the gas tax and give you a tax by the mile with a tracker box in your car. That's now being implemented in more than 16 states next year. Exactly as we said it would be, because we were reading the MIT reports, we were reading the big UN plans, we were reading the big consortium meeting documents on air. And now on the West Coast, Oregon launching program to tax drivers by the mile, and I have the Washington Post here, East Coast states want to tax drivers' travel, not their gas, and track everywhere you go and what you do. And of course, they've already done this in areas of Europe. On average, they double the cost of travel, turning your car into a taxi. But I digress. They want to keep us from ever having a debate about what's really going on. It's like the TPP. The Trans-Pacific Partnership's been negotiated for 7 years in secret. Congress wasn't even allowed to read it. InfoWars and Drudge and other Patriot sites like WorldNet Daily made a big deal about it the last few years. And so in the last 6 months, Congress was allowed to go in and read one page at a time, but not tell anyone what was in it. How could Congress, even under pressure, be only allowed to look at it one page at a time when it was over 12,000 pages long? Well, how does the EU appoint leaders in places like Greece and Italy? And now they want to do it in Spain. They want to do it. They appoint the leaders. And it's always a former head of Goldman Sachs. Isn't that funny? And Goldman Sachs is at the heart of funding a world government project. This is a Goldman Sachs JP Morgan project more than anything else. It's planetary corporate rule. And they want to just keep us in the point of always debating with the New Yorker magazine and Raw Story and more than 50 other articles I saw in the last 2 days. Didn't even have time to read them all. Only read five or six. Attacking yours truly. Saying I'm insane and Donald Trump's insane when he says that the British exit vote is a blow to globalism, a blow to world government, a blow to unelected bureaucracy. And they quote us and make fun of it and then twist quotes and things I've said to make it look like I'm saying crazy things. But that doesn't work because even the Associated Press has the headline that the British exit empowers Trump as a sign of populism and a blow to global government. Even George Soros came out and said that. It's crazy. It's like if I say the sky is blue, play you video of it being blue, and they say, no, you're crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist. This is a so-called intellectual elite arrogantly running a giant gaslighting operation. That's a CIA psychology term, where the most famous example is a film based on a play where this guy beats the daylights out of his wife, breaks her nose, knocks her, you know, cheekbones in. And when she's bleeding, he looks at her and says, you're insane. I didn't hit you. And even when she's got witnesses, he says he didn't do it and acts super confident. And she's so overwhelmed, she thinks, okay, maybe she did it to herself. This is the highly suggestible, dumbed down population, but even a dumbed down, sleeping population at a certain point starts to wake up. So this is such an exciting time to be alive because mainstream media has a 6% trust rate now in Gallup polls and in AP polls. So what are they going to do? What are they going to do as they try to announce world government and global carbon taxes and taxing you by the mile and smart meters taxing you in your house and tracking everything you do and admitting they're doing it to you? And Zuckerberg, I forgot. Zuckerberg was in the New York Times. Guys, type it in. I meant to cover this Friday and didn't. Zuckerberg covers up his webcam camera, and you should too. Oh my gosh, 21 years after I said cover up cameras that were starting to come in standard on some Apples, I said it'll soon be ubiquitous, and they're going to watch you with them and tax you with them. A few years after I warned of that, because an NSA insider warned me and said they're already doing it, Google patented it and announced in 2003 that they were going to start watching and listening to you and sending it through third-party aggregators for corporate data mining. Oh, but do I get an award for telling you first? No, no, no. I'm the kook, but Zuckerberg covers his up and says you should too. And the FBI director came out 2 months ago and said you should cover up your webcam. Because it's not just corporations breaking in. But what about your smartphone? Can somebody bring me a, quote, smartphone in, an Apple phone? Because I don't bring mine with me very often. I don't have mine. It's a limited weapon system. I only use to upload videos as a shelf-based computer. But I know it's got globalist tech and tracking. No one's telling you, though, there's a built-in camera on this. And that by federal law, it's not allowed to be turned off. Even when your camera's off, even when your phone is physically turned off, under the 1996 Telecommunications Act, all future computers and, quote, smartphones, they coined that term, have to be remotely accessed and appear like they're still off, but still recording and tracking you. Federal law.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here weekdays. I return live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get back into the British exit, this death blow to the EU, which is a key world government project. This is such a huge victory. But I also want to break down how the globalists are going to strike back. I predicted this on Thursday and Friday. They are now doing exactly as I predicted. It's not hard to understand them, though. They've done this to countless other nations and regions. It's very, very formulaic. But speaking of that, the UN program that we see taking place in Europe and the United States is funded and pushed by the big central banks that want to have cheap labor and want to basically play different nation states and populations off against each other. It's classic divide and conquer. That's no secret. But if you look at the UN Migrant Borders Council and the holiday they've created, World Refugee Day, that they just celebrated last week, this is where the globalists weaponize third world populations from the Middle East and bring them into Europe, from Latin America and Asia and bring them into the United States, and then organize them into internal political groups, which are then given welfare at levels even higher than U.S. Social Security recipients, $17,000+ a year in basic benefits, to leverage out the domestic population. This is classical tyranny. Classical subterfuge, over-the-top treason. Now, we've been pointing out that in the last 3 years, Obama went from very lax enforcement of illegals, including illegals that have felony backgrounds and convictions, aggravated felons, rapists, arsonists, bank robbers, you name it, and went to total catch and release about 4 years ago, and he didn't get in trouble for that. So then Obama went to the mother of all tyrannies. The illegals get into the U.S. on trains and on buses. Mexico lets them in from South America and Central America, but doesn't let them stay there. And once they get into the country, buses are waiting at every major town and city from California to Texas. And all in between, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, you name it. And they bus them to Democratic Party facilities, to public schools, to Catholic churches, where they are then put on welfare and given stipends, and then part of that money is donated back to the Democrats. You cannot make this up. Now, we broke this 2 years ago. The Border Patrol called us. ICE called us. We said, wow, thank you for giving this inside info. And they said, listen, Mr. Jones, we gave this to Fox News. We gave this to the New York Times before you. None of them will report. We drove down, Adan Salazar, Jakari Jackson, Kit Daniels, Joe Biggs, and met and did the interviews with the Border Patrol agents' faces blurred out and their voices scrambled. And then we went to where they said go, and there were dozens of buses 4 times a day pulling up in McAllen, Texas. It's a small town. And the emergency manager told us, oh, yeah, we bring them in. The Border Patrol gives them vouchers of money. We put them on Greyhound buses and send them to wherever they want to go. No one covered this but Fox a little bit because the Border Patrol union head was on and said, we complete the smuggling process. We've warned people. No one will tell the public. We get threatened with our jobs if we tell you. So Ja'Kari Jackson went down and got the report. Now, all these years later, 2 years later, this was two Junes ago, here is KRGV. This is so amazing. I'm not going to play the whole report here. You can see it at Infowars.com. But they report on it like it's no big deal. They're, oh, the UN, more Central Americans headed to the U.S. That's what Obama admitted last week. The State Department has videos that we played here admitting that they get their orders from the UN. Remember when Obama said, I'm allowed to go into Syria, I'm allowed to go into Libya because I have UN authorization and I have NATO authorization, and generals and others went before Congress, and Congress senators said, you get your authority from Congress, from us. They go, no, we get it from NATO and the UN. Just like Merkel says she gets it from the UN. They're like, it's illegal for you to bring these people in here unvetted. She goes, well, I have the UN. I have the EU. I have NATO. We're already in this global government. So they have KRGV TV in McAllen, Texas, and they report like it's, oh, just helping the locals, helping the citizens, helping everyone. You'd never know. They say, oh, they're immigrants. Yeah, they came here illegally, but we're just helping them, and we're loving, and we get them on the buses. No discussion of where they go, what they do. It's just, oh, the UN gives the order. See, they don't announce it like Red Dawn. The UN is invading. We're under UN control, martial law. It's just Germany and these other countries are under a civil emergency, and Greece gets its presidents appointed now, and so does Italy. And, yeah, we're going to bring in 5 million people from jihad nations, and if you criticize it, we're going to arrest you. Yeah, there's no more free speech. Yeah. See, that's just, oh, the UN says get ready for record numbers because they're running the program at the refugee centers, making a deal with Mexico to allow them in, but they don't get to stay in Mexico. They come here. Then Mexico came out last week and said, we're about to go bankrupt. We got to stop this. We got too many Latin Americans pouring in. Our border's collapsing. Oh, I'm so sorry. You're getting paid billions by the globalist to allow this to happen through U.S. taxpayer money. Mexico is paid $5 billion a year to allow this to happen. Look that up. Now, how do I communicate with the average dumbed-down American who just sees a newscast that's like, oh, we're helping people. The U.N. said to. Oh, the UN suing Sheriff Arpaio because he arrests illegals. How evil. He arrests illegals that commit crimes. How horrible. So we're going to go to break at the moment. First, I want to play part of Ja'Kari Jackson's report. 2 years ago, here's the article up on Infowars.com. We've reposted it. Flashback, Obama admin busing illegals deep into U.S. In 2014, Infowars broke how Obama admin was bringing in illegals via bus. And to see how controlled it is, no one picked it up. 6 months later, the New York Times, in one little blurb, admitted they come in and then Obama has them shipped to other areas and released. Here's another one. Here's the original article. June 18, 2014, caught red-handed, Border Patrol paying to ship illegals deep into the United States. Exclusive. Federal government works to keep illegals inside the U.S. while passing the cost on the American taxpayers. And now the TB is pouring in. The diseases. We've got to pay for that. But let's go out to break with a clip of Ja'Kari talking to the emergency manager head who's admitting it all.
Well, what happened today in particular is that the Border Patrol dropped off some, they call them detainees, but right. Obviously they're not detained after they drop them off. Mm-hmm. And normally they have tickets or arranged transportation to go somewhere in the interior. Well, today, apparently for some logistical reasons, some of them hadn't had transportation arranged, or their transportation is tomorrow.
Right.
And so we're having to find places to shelter them for tonight. So we've accessed some resources that we have. We're going to shelter them here tonight.
So why is the Border Patrol bringing them here?
They're not bringing them here. They're bringing them to our bus terminal because that's where the Border Patrol understands that they have transportation.
Let's stop right there. They give them vouchers, watch the whole report, and then the city gets to pay for it all, the taxpayers. Because after all, that's our job, right? We pay for everything, for everybody. We're evil and racist if we don't. We'll be back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. See the full video at InfoWars.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bug, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, coming up, I'm going to play the leader of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, in their victory speech on Friday after the UK voted to leave the European Union. And understand, this is on record. The UK never voted to enter it, A. B, even 10 years ago, if you talked about the EU having governmental powers, they called you a conspiracy theorist. I remember being on air 20 years ago talking about the EU on air, and they would have articles saying it didn't exist, and conspiracy theorists were talking about it. This is the magnitude of the hoaxing. Just like the Federal Reserve is federal, And don't believe the conspiracy theorists. When its charter is public, it is a private consortium of private banks. It has private shareholders. Now everyone knows that. That's admitted, even by the Federal Reserve. Once they couldn't cover it up, they went, of course we're independent. That means we're private. You can't, I can play Alan Greenspan for you saying it on Larry NewsHour if you want. 10 years ago. Want me to? Think of all the thousands of articles and headlines. The Federal Reserve is federal. Yeah, and so is, you know, Federal Credit Union, and so is federal ammunition, and so is federal air conditioning. Bull, bull, bull. There's the headline, yeah. The Federal Reserve admits its 12 banks are private, not government entities. That's in response to lawsuits. All right, let's just stop right there. That's from 2011. But imagine, we go down and show buses lined up just like 12 of them at a time or more, loaded four times a day with illegals from all over the world. And the media's like, they're just children. We're just helping children. Then it came out 17% were children. Had nothing to do with it. It was their whole families. They're like, that's okay. Why do you hate children? Everything's a lie. Everything's a gimmick. Well, he's just helping children. No. Outside of law, Obama just started saying, come here, it's free, it's open. Just like Von Rumpy, the head of the EU, did 6 years ago, and Merkel, and Hollande, all the leaders of these countries transferring their power to the EU said to a bunch of Muslim radical nations, come in, everything's free. And they showed up, 5 million of them. They just called them Syrian refugees. The vast majority aren't from Syria. They're invaders of Syria. And that's all come out too. So, here is how they propagandize us when they announce the UN's running this and the UN controls this. Oh, it's just charity. Oh, they're just here. And then we just put them on the buses and they just go somewhere. And we don't test them for TB or the bubonic plague or all these hundreds of different ailments and parasites, which they admit in the news. I've got the stacks here. 22% of refugees have TB, drug resistant. Here it is. You know, just TB cases exploding across the country. Six new diseases that weren't even in the U.S. are now here. They just take the kids, put them in school next to your kids. Anderson High, where I went to school, has 200-plus Syrian refugees, and no testing was done. That's one school in Austin. We called a bunch of schools. It's thousands in the high schools alone. My God, who knows the numbers of the adults? And they tell us not even 1,000 have come into Texas in the last year. I can call 3 or 4 high schools. It's over 1,000. We have no idea how many are being brought in from Mexico, China, Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia won't take one of these people. This is a joke to bankrupt the country. This is war against the nation. But by the time it hits KRGV television, he's a firefighter and a patriot. He's here helping good people. It's like, well, I just feel good helping people. Because they tell him, hey, they're refugees. Hey, we're helping them. Hey, they get here, we just ship them somewhere. But when you come across the border, on come the gloves. That's ABC News. Reporting it. Let's play a short clip of this, and then I want to get to Nigel Farage. Here it is.
Happening right now, the United Nations says there are more Central Americans headed to the valley where they cross the border illegally.
Now let's back up, because we did a report this week where we played the State Department UN refugee liaison at the UN saying, we get the authority to bring these people in because the UN, they run the program, just like in Europe. So see, the UN's running this. You get used to, oh, the UN's suing over a sheriff arresting an illegal for drunk driving. Oh, the UN setting up strong cities to tell our police departments how to operate. I mean, this is all really going on. Loretta Lynch, remember 3 months ago, met with the UN and announced billions in federal funding to set up UN offices in every major city to watch our police, because we've got strong cities. You think having some communist community organizer Obama running around stirring stuff up is bad? Wait till the UN's involved, and now it is, with their refugee program that the founder of the EU, the founder, has now moved down from the top position to be the head of the refugee program. Oh, Peter Sutherland. Let's finish the report. Here it is.
happening right now, the United Nations says there are more Central Americans headed to the valley where they cross the border illegally.
The Channel 5's Christian Van Pricing joins us with more on conditions forcing them to flee and what humanitarian workers...
Back it up 10 seconds, please. The UN that forced them to, the communism, the socialism, the UN corrupt programs that run most of these countries, the IMF World Bank collapsing them, creating the Arab Spring. On record, the West funded that. Putting jihadis in control of countries that are our allies and stable, where Christians and Jews and Muslims lived in peace together, from Egypt to Libya to Syria, bringing them all here, and then, oh, they're going to save us from the problem. The exact same program they're running in Europe. My gut tells me it's probably a million Muslim refugees. I really look at the numbers of all the cities. If my high school got 230 plus, and I called other high schools, they were getting 150, 270. Every high school, and then I called elementaries, they're getting them, but wouldn't say the numbers. It's on their websites at Anderson High because they're begging for help. Who knows the true numbers? They're here illegally. They're from the UN, but the UN says it's okay because they're fleeing something. They're fleeing the UN. Here it is.
Americans headed to the valley where they cross the border illegally.
Oh. The Channel 5's Christian Van Pricing joins us with more on conditions forcing them to flee and what humanitarian workers are seeing here at home.
The McAllen Bus Station. Luis Guerrero started volunteering here 2 years ago.
I'm an ex-firefighter. You know, I always like to help people.
The people he helps.
They have advertised, come here and everything's free.
America, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. Families and kids. Young people, Guerrero tries to inspire.
You want
to
Oh, it's inspiring.
You like to carry a bachelor.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, just come on in. Everything's free. Oh, these people can't believe it. Like, what?
Central American families are caught and released by Border Patrol. They end up here. Lately, Guerrero has seen a change.
Let's hit pause.
We used to have one.
Notice how they just said that bombshell news. They're caught and released by the Border Patrol. They end up here. The Border Patrol is ordered. They come in on trains. They're not coming across the water. Local Mexicans bringing drugs in are going back and forth in rafts. Oh, we videotaped it. That's what the rafts are. And then the packages. That's cocaine, marijuana, and heroin. Okay? They show that to deceive you in the report. Okay? It's on the news. They got big trains coming. You're not allowed to get off the trains when the Mexicans arrest you and torture you. That's the London Guardian. Or kill you. They don't take illegals. They don't pay for stuff for free. They say, you come in, you go up, the U.S. pays us to do this, the globalists, and you get off, you are going to a forced labor camp. They bring them in. They load them in. They know what they're doing. And then they go, oh, they wind up here. Yeah, where we first broke it from the Border Patrol, the Border Patrol is ordered to take them, not test them, not check them, and give them up to $1,000 apiece in vouchers to travel anywhere they want in the United States. And money for food, everything, and then they're bused to Democratic Party operations who then house them under your city funding, your county funding, your school funding, as we just show the emergency manager admitting. Now, that's it for that report. I'm going to come back and talk about the EU, unelected but ruling Europe. The EU bureaucrats are tax exempt. Did I add that part? I mean, you couldn't make it up, but they hope you're so dumb and so uninformed they can run this on you and just call us conspiracy theorists. Doesn't work anymore, suckers. Conspiracy theorist is a badge of honor.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
Well, like I said, you can tell I didn't write that liner. The ones I've written 98% of them, that one makes it sound like I'm God Almighty or something, and I do know fear. I know fear of letting these people win and being a slave. Folks think I'm fearless because I get in their face and don't care if they come after me. That's because as a man, I got to defend my family and my country. So I don't know fear of repercussions. But I know intense fear of them winning. Intense fear. Total fear. So I desperately resist them because they're a pack of lying scum. You know, Jay-Z loves to con his audience. He jokes about how dumb they are, like Mark Zuckerberg calls his users dumb effers for trusting him. And, you know, Samsung puts when you buy a smart TV, but all of them do this. I'm not singling them out. That, yeah, we sell your data. We watch you live time in your house with real people and computer AI and audio. And we sell it to the government. This was an NSA interface you just bought. That's all public. Zuckerberg came out, you know, and said, yeah, I cover up my computer, you know, video camera. Oh, my gosh, he's so trendy 20 years after I told you they were doing it. They know they've lost. They know you're aware of it. So now they want to act like they're with us. But I only know the fear of these tyrants winning and actually dominating humanity and species death, because I have the race consciousness of humanity like everybody else does, but mine is very active. And I'm very upset. I'm not worried about my own personal death. I'm worried about the death of my children, their cultural death, your children's cultural death, our future. Because everybody was betting on us before. I'm betting on everybody else going forward. Sure, eternal life is genetic. And the globalists know that and are destroying our genetics and merging us with machines and playing God and saying we're ugly and bad and fallen and that they are going to be gods. We're in a science fiction dystopic movie, okay? And so, of course, I'm excited when I talk about it. I've read probably 30 books they've written, hundreds of white papers, thousands of statements admitting this is their worldview and their cosmology. And I'm just an average fighting Texan telling you right now, I'm not signing on to this crap. And I cannot tell you, because I'm a journalist, how many times off record they say, hey, you get it. Of course you understand it. You should join us. The general public is profane. They're ugly. They're fallen. They're going to tear you apart. They don't want to be free. And it's true, about 80% of people want to be slaves on average. But 20, maybe 30% don't want to be slaves. And I'm not going to just shine on to evil. Plus, the globalists helped dumb people down to control them. It'd be one thing if they were this stupid on accident. You sit there with these formulaic systems of bull, and I watch it unfold, and I'm not going to sign on to screwing people over. Because that goes against my basic programming. I do have free will, but my basic innate humanity screwing somebody over who hasn't done something to me is like screwing myself. It's like cheating myself because I have basic civilization programming. And all these cheaters and scammers that live in civilization and act like they're building it because they've hijacked it as they run it down, they're the cancer, folks. They're the problem. By the way, many people think screwing someone over gets them ahead. It's like Jay-Z, I have an article here, tricked a bunch of his fans. That's another one of these people. I've got so many of these articles. YouTube, for years, runs these scams on iTunes, other platforms. When you go try to boot it up, it loads it on and charges you. And even after they get caught doing it, they don't care. They've expanded it to other platforms like Spotify now. And you're like, oh, well, why do you care about that? The point is, it's just ridiculous. They're robbing millions of people. We can't even stop them. We can't even organize to stop that stupid little bastard with red sunglasses who rips off all the people for billions and doesn't give even hardly 1% to the starving Africans he claims he's helping? There's a special place in hell for these people. And I don't care if it's Jay-Z or Kanye West or Bono or any of them. I'm sick of them. Look at Kanye West trick fans into subscribing to Tidal lawsuit claims. Well, of course they do. I mean, it's all about send me $25 million, I'm going broke, when he wasn't going broke. It's all about pimping his fans, getting it over on them. That's what a man does. No, a man builds civilization and technology and advances people and produces art and literature and culture and lifts everything up and is strong. They don't sit there and feed on the weak, you stupid slave master. He's just like the black Africans that sold their own people into slavery. He's a slave master. He's a pimp selling them there at the dock. And so is all the rest of these people, like Madonna and Bono and all the rest of them. Speaking of funding, we are funded by you buying the products we sell. That's 80% of our funding. I like to be independent from sponsors. You hear ads on local affiliates and you hear national ads. Most of that isn't our advertising, and I'm sure it's all great, whatever. That's not me. We sell stuff you need, like non-GMO, heirloom, open-pollinated seeds with the widest selection, lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. We work hard to do that. We sell life. We sell what we want, what we need, what you think you need to survive. What we think we need to survive in our best estimation. The highest quality water filters, gravity-fed, at the lowest prices we possibly can. InfoWarsStore.com. Deep cleanse. Whole bunch of compounds from Mother Nature to pull out the toxins, to pull out the garbage, to pull out the trash, to detoxify the body. Since I've gotten on herbs, since I've gotten healthy, since I've taking the Survival Shield Nation on X2 since I've done the deep cleanse. I mean, I am just so much more energized. I look so much better. Everybody can see it. And I don't claim to be a movie star or anything. The point is, I look a hell of a lot better. I'm a hell of a lot healthier. I've lost a lot of weight. And I'm feeling good. So I'm mission-driven, and I'm healthy, and I'm blocking the estrogen mimickers naturally with Super Male Vitality. I'm blocking the bad halogens with Survival Shield X2. I'm giving my glands what they need. You can go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We got 20% off Deep Cleanse for a limited time right now, and that's our best seller. We can never keep it in stock, but in the aggregate, it is our best seller. It is an amazing all-in-one Deep Cleanse. But separately, let me talk about something that funds our operation, but really is about a meme, and it's really about victory in the information war. We're going to start the second hour, get to Nigel Farage clips, the British exit, your phone calls, what's happening in the global economy, what's happening in the 2016 election, and so much more. But before I go any further, there was an article that Adan Salazar wrote on Friday that I wanted to point your attention to. I'm going to retweet this at Real Alex Jones during the break. Top Google trend for a week running is Hillary Clinton going to jail. Search engine users curious if Clinton crimes merit prison time. Most Google users searching for information on Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton are asking if Hillary Clinton is going to jail. That's the most common search. The company reported Friday. You can go back. In the last week, it was the number one search. The second most trending search topic in the last 24 hours asked which party Hillary Clinton represented. That's the 60% that don't vote or so on average, that are starting to get interface and involved and trying to do some research. But we have a graph here of the interest over time since 2004 to present. You can see it exploding in the last year since we introduced Hillary for president. And they go on in even mainstream articles to admit, we have some of those screenshots here, that Donald Trump has been beating the drum that Hillary needs to go to prison while pointing at Hillary for prison shirts in his crowd. That's what started him almost a year ago saying that. And now the shirts look like a Hillary campaign shirt, so they don't block it off TV at first until they notice it says Hillary for prison 2016. And we have got all the different screenshots of Trump mentioning she needs to go to jail and talking about InfoWars. We've got it on CNN. We've got Hillary for prison. Somebody hacked highway signs all over Texas for a second time and said Hillary for prison. Isn't that just special? Hillary for prison has become a frequent staple of Trump campaign stops, with many donning the shirt in show of solidarity. Well, by the way, we're offering 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com on the shirt, even as it's about to sell out. And 75% off when you sign up for InfoWars.com/newsletter. Put in your email. We'll send you the promo code to get it at $4.95. That's at cost. And this is limited edition. It's about to sell out. We're going to have another one that's almost the same, but another limited edition. That'll be the final limited edition. If she ends up getting elected, it'll be impeach Hillary. Or bust, I guess. But this is a great way to show our numbers and to show that we understand she's a criminal. And she's not invincible, and believe me, it's got us on our radar screen big time, because this meme is really catching on. It was the number one search term in the last week on Google. Is she going to prison? You bet she is if we take action and spread the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your shirt for 50% off, or sign up for the free newsletter and get 75% off.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.